Is this South Africa's Panama Papers? An investigative journalism group in South Africa releasing some of more than 100,000 leaked emails and documents alleging corruption by President Jacob Zuma.
What they reveal so far, the ones that have emerged, is that the Indian-born Gupta family, who have close ties to Zuma and his colleagues in government, have been unduly influencing government contracts which companies they own benefit from. That is the main allegation. Obviously, this has caused anger in the South African public, who feel that their taxpayers' money is being funneled to business interests linked to the president.
The allegations refer to government contracts worth hundreds of millions of dollars, including for railway building and supplying coal. It is not the first time Zuma has been accused of corruption and faced calls to resign.
We've seen that Zuma has survived various corruption scandals in the past, and he's proven very robust. And so, you know, the smart money is probably that he will survive, given that the ANC has a party conference in December when a successor will be chosen. For stability purposes, even those who strongly oppose Zuma within the ruling party may see that it's prudent to allow him to continue so that the opposition don't take advantage of disruptions within the party.